Oh, man. Right click, derender. You can't, that shit don't work in Skype. Man. Alright. Back to the other computer.
I'm personally very happy with that picture.
Whatever.
Hold on, let me tell.
Are we live?
That's why I'm trying to listen, because Smoke likes to.
Right. I think he does that for the benefit of, like, the outtakes. Like, you know, when you do a movie and they do outtakes, I think Smoke does that.
He so
that, you know, he can have that. Yeah, he, I think he does that.
So he's okay. Like, that is crazy.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to the What Radio Talk Show, where we do it up straight raw. No condom.
No condom. We trying to catch diseases.
Okay, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that.
Speak for yourself.
I am not trying to catch no SL AIDS. We'll talk. SL herpes. SL herpes, you keep that like for four computers. It's like mandatory. The next four computers will always have it.
Whew. That's what's up.
Okay.
I'm so mad at that.
I'm DJ Honey. I'm going to be your hostess for the night. And I want to give a shout out to Levine, wherever she is. She's at work.
Hey, bang.
So we want to say hi, Hayda. Because I know she's hating that we're doing this and she's not. So hi, Hayda. All right. So let's introduce ourselves real quick. And please introduce yourself and name the worst or the most embarrassing place you ever got into a physical altercation.
Hi, my name is Smoke CeeLo, and the most embarrassing place I got in a fight was in front of the sweet shop on Eagle Street, right where Lil Wayne grew up at. Some little dude was attacking my little brother, so I had to fight him. Even though he was a little mentally retarded, he hit me with something over the eye and caused me to bleed, and we both had to go to the principal's office, and I had to go get stitches. Next. What? It's not a joke.
Who's next? I don't know.
You are.
I am. Hi, this is DJ Spice, and I haven't had any like that, so I'm lucky.
Wait a minute.
All right, I don't believe that at all.
Your spicy ass ain't never had no fights at
all. You never stabbed nobody?
That's a lie.
But it was not it's not embarrassing. I mean, I did. Yeah,
because in Nicaragua, they stab people for food. So she wasn't embarrassed. She stabbed somebody for support.
Let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you what I did. And it was not embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. It was more like I'm going to defend my sister. This woman was, I mean, no, God damn it. I did cut her face with a bottle. But it was not embarrassing.
Oh, that must have been for some chitlins then.
No, she was poking my sister with a compass and made her bleed. And that was it.
With a compass?
She took her sister tacos.
Y'all had a fight in math class?
Cinco de Mayo, and she got mad.
What?
Wow.
Y'all got in a fight drawing circles? What's up? Oh, wait, you said a compass. I'm thinking a protractor. My bad, never mind.
She was stabbing her.
Stabbed her sister with a protractor.
That's crazy. But you know, in Nicaragua, they use, like, butter knives for shovels trying to get out of trouble, so you know, we have to excuse that.
We do. Mm-hmm. Yes, we also use bats for knives.
Okay, what's up to the people that have been? This is Infinite Goodnight, aka Super Ugly. Real quick though, I want to shout out to people who are radio. Y'all fucked me over with that Res Day party. I want to, y'all tricked me. I did not know Smoke, Ja. Soleil, Levine, everybody involved. Y'all fucked me up. Kimmy, I wasn't ready for that. Y'all got me. But the most embarrassing place I ever had a fight, I would say in first grade when my mama brought a belt to the school and she whooped my ass in front of everybody. That was like a fight that I lost. And she beat my ass in front of everybody. Like, real talk. I'm not exaggerating. I was in the hall waiting for lunch. And I saw a silhouette of somebody coming down the hall with a belt. And I started talking shit like, oh, shit, somebody got their ass whooped. And it was me that got my ass whooped. So that was my most embarrassing fight.
Damn. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she was my ass in school, first grade.
Oh, Kimmy?
You was gonna fight to your mama.
Kimmy? I don't know. I never had an embarrassing fight, but I did hit this dude with a chair in the classroom because he kept pushing it and hitting my arm, and he didn't believe I was going to pick it up and hit him with it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I can't look. If I tell you leave me alone, you basically not respecting my gangster. So I hit him with the chair, and then he got in trouble because he was messing with me, and I was a straight A student.
Oh, Kimmy was one of them nerds that used to sneak. You know them nerds sometimes would sneak your ass, and then you get in trouble for it.
Yeah, because you know nerds can't really fight all the time. So.
Right.
Whatever.
That's why she's so quick to pick up a belt now, because...
Shout out to Asia.
You keep talking while you on the talk show and think I can't get you. You not slick.
Mama, I will TP out of here. And you
I'm about to say, though, don't take that from her.
All right, let Finn get you beat. Talking about he going to TP out.
Don't take that from her, though. Man up, bro.
But anyway, while we got just, Doe talking, Doe, let us know.
I've never had an embarrassing fight, though.
Say what?
So I never had an
You never had a fight.
An embarrassing fight or an embarrassing place.
Well, it's about to be embarrassing when I print money your daughters in front of you.
Finn, you want to take this on really, the show?
Really?
Yes. Look, for those of y'all that don't know, hold on.
I worry about you. I just got to put spiders around the house.
For those of y'all that don't know, I just left a set for Doe's daughter, and this dude told me that he was going to take his wife and run a train on one of my sisters. That's what he said. Yeah, he said him and his wife was going to run a train on one of my sisters. So all bets are off. It's about to be embarrassing night all day, bro.
Now she's out on the hunt because you're busy.
I'm coming at you for the next 2 hours. I'm just letting you know, okay?
What kind of SL family?
See, that's why I can't deal with y'all.
That's what your son said. Your son said that.
I don't believe that my child would have said something like
that. He said that.
Say it. Why did I say it?
I don't know why you said it because. I know why. I was trying to feed your daughter. Uh-huh. Your daughter said she was hungry. I said, just barbecue some sausage. I was going to hand feed her some sausage. And you
really?
Took it to the
really
nasty level.
Really, Bessie?
What?
The grandkids?
I was going to feed her some sausage. I made some sausage.
Those
are
your bestie-in-law grandkids. Really?
I don't. Hey, we got to cut the line somewhere because that was kind of sexy. I mean, I'm just saying.
Look. That's my grandchild.
Okay, but your grandchild is sexy with a fat ass. I mean, you know, yeah, cut it off somewhere.
So, Doe, tell us at least about a fight then. Or was this your altercation?
I had a funny fight that I think I was maybe like 12. And this dude really couldn't fight. So it was kind of like I kind of made it like some Three Stooges type.
The hell?
Yeah, I don't know. That's any other fight I had was ever serious, and it wasn't funny or nothing. It wasn't interesting. It was just a fight.
Okay. Well, my fight was when I was in seventh grade, and I was having a bad day, and this girl who was my best friend at the time.
Honey had a fight?
Yeah, I had a fight.
Shut up. I don't believe that.
Honey don't fight. She's a lover.
Right.
I am. Well, this is what turned me into a lover, because I was having a bad day, and she decided she wanted to mess with me by sitting in my spot.
Your spot.
And I walked up to her, you know, because we were changing clothes for gym class. And it was right before the bell rang and everything. You know, we just got there, and I always put my books in a certain spot. And she wanted to put her stuff where I usually put my stuff. And so I said, can you move, please? And she wanted to get smart. You know, it's a free country. I could put my stuff wherever I want to. I said, yeah, but you know, I always put my stuff here. Could you move your stuff over? I don't want to move my stuff over. Anyway, long story short, as we were changing clothes, some folks started to gather around and, you know, things got a little bit heated. And I ended up kicking her ass in the gym room, in the locker room.
Okay, well, how's that embarrassing?
How far?
It was embarrassing because I was in my underwear.
Oh,
that's sexy. No, right. You misunderstood. You misunderstood embarrassing for sexy.
No, that's
sexy right there. Girl fighting in a locker room. It would have been even better if y'all made it to the shower, though.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That was before gym started.
Did you by any chance pull her bra off or anything like that?
Really? No. Really?
No. Come on now.
Oh, well, then that's bullshit. Boo. Your fight story sucks. Next.
I didn't ask if you pulled drawers off in your story.
Yeah, but it's my mama. I ain't trying to put my mama's drawers off. Mama whooped my ass. You said embarrassing. At least mine was embarrassing. Yours didn't meet no requirements. It wasn't embarrassing or sexy. You know, if it's not on topic, it's got to at least be sexy. That is the rule, okay? Either on topic or sexy. Yours was neither.
I don't see that rule written, therefore it doesn't exist. So anyway, it's there. Anyway, we're going to play Black, White, or Hispanic like Levine has started us doing. And y'all going to have to bear with me. Some of these that she gave me are, wow. All right. So if you haven't already noticed that today's topic, we're going to be talking about altercations, fighting, physical, all of that cool, violent stuff. So in this situation, a man died. A man was shot and they had to take him off life support. He died. He was pretty young. And at the funeral of this man's funeral, his ex-girlfriend, his ex-lover, and his sisters start fighting with this other chick who claims to be his girlfriend, all next to his open casket.
All right.
Is this a situation where it's black people, white people, or Hispanic people?
I would say black.
Wait. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break while you guys ponder that. And the first person who lets it be known in SL is going to get some lindens from Smoke. So
what you say?
That's right.
Smoke, you giving out linden?
Right. Smoke giving out linden?
Yep.
Damn. Let me answer this.
All right. We'll see. Good luck.
The panel, of course, is not able to get in on that, but we still want to get some linden out.
Hold on one second.
Once again, it's a family affair where the family decides that they're going to fight over the open casket. Over some chick who showed up talking about she was the girlfriend of the man in the casket. So are they black, white, or Hispanic? So if you have any questions, comments, you want to join in on the panel, you can hit up Smoke CeeLo. He can get you in on all of that good stuff. And we're going to take a quick break.
They are mulatto.
Oh, is that Dior?
Chillo.
Oh, God.
Okay, we good?
Are we back?
Mm-hmm. Yep, almost.
What? We back, aren't we?
I'm not going to say.
Because we are back.
Welcome
so you just
back.
Gonna let them listen to dead air?
Welcome back to the What Radio Talk Show, Straight Raw No Condom. We're talking about violence today. And we last left you guys off with a question of black, white, or Hispanic, where there was a family brawl outside of the man's casket at the funeral where... one woman shows up claiming to be the girlfriend, and the ex-girlfriend, along with the sisters, decide they was going to whoop her tail. So, panel, can y'all let me know what y'all think?
Hispanic.
They were black.
They were Hispanic.
Black.
They were black.
They were black. They were black, because that sounds like World Star. That sounds like something Chief Keef people did.
Come on now. That's an easy one. That's black.
Right.
Well, the answer is Kimmy is right. They were Hispanic.
What?
This was actually
wait.
A huge event because
wait. What? Where are they from?
Puerto Rico. That's why.
No, where did this happen?
It happened in Puerto Rico. This was Hector Macho Camacho's funeral.
Macho Camacho?
Yes.
Well, Puerto Rico is Negroville, so that's like...
Right. Oh, Lord Jesus. Like,
Puerto Rico means Hispanic for nigga. If you look up Puerto Rico, it means nigga in Spanish.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I think it does.
Okay. The woman who claimed to be Camacho's girlfriend showed up at the Puerto Rican wake, and he was dead. And they got to fighting, and police were called, and it was really huge.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I'm looking at the pictures now. She showed up prepared to fight because she's not even dressed like a funeral. She got on a hot pink shirt and everything. She's just like,
wow.
Yeah.
Send the link.
You sure that wasn't Chief Keith?
If you would have put us ahead of time that she showed up in a hot pink shirt, we would have knew automatically.
Right.
Was it Negroes vacationing in Puerto Rico? Because you know Negroes go to Puerto Rico for a vacation.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, because if it wasn't back home in my country or any other country, which is, you know, the Hispanic, they don't act like that. That woman would not even come near to the box. Sorry to say that. If they would know that she was an ex or whatever, she would be not even at the door to say sorry for your loss.
She was ready to go. It was huge.
The ghetto. Thank you.
But I put the link there if you guys want to put that in the open chat so that you can see.
He did. He did.
I looked in open chat and I didn't see anybody say Negro.
Nobody said Mexican. No. Did anybody say Mexican?
D-Nice said Mexican.
D-Nice said Mexican.
Hey, bestie.
Congratulations, man. You win 15 lendings.
All
right. Right.
Congratulations.
Bestie, I'm going to need you to hit me up on Skype real quick.
I'm going to add 4 lendings to that. You win 19 lendings.
19. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Can we get a 20?
Hola.
21.
Uh-oh. Ballin'. I'm not in world, but if I was, I'd throw in a couple more. I'd throw in 2 more so we can at least be legal with 21.
I don't like this. Real talk. I don't like this shit where you log in or you on a show and you're not here.
Where is he at?
No, that's Honey. Honey, she be calling in or doing whatever she do, and she don't be at the stem. I think that's a rule. You need to be here when you on the show. Talking about purview.
You want me to hang up? Is that what you want me to do?
No, I want you to. I want you to log in so I can purview. That's what I want you to do.
Oh.
I can't right now.
You having relations?
No. But if I was.
Are you having relations?
That's what you sound like, because your voice was like, I can't right now.
She on the toilet.
What was you doing?
Something I just thought about. Why are we playing white, black, Mexican? White, black, Hispanic. Why they don't have Asians on here? I feel some kind of way.
Yeah, I agree. You're not full of...
Take that up with Levine.
Because it would be too easy, because if they say, you know, somebody got chopped with a samurai sword, you already know who it is.
Wow.
That is racist. That's racist. Yeah, you are fired.
Well, let's get back to on that note, we're going to move on.
You
ain't here.
You on the toilet, honey. You can tell us you on the toilet, ain't you?
I am not on the toilet. My laptop was...
Yes, you are.
Coming into the toilet with me.
You are. You're in the toilet. For all y'all listening, Honey is on the toilet.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm in the bathtub having my
drink. She on the toilet.
What would that have to do to keep me from logging in world? Tell me that.
I don't know. Maybe you got a grunt or something. You need to turn your mic off. I don't know.
Anyway, so the next thing we're going to talk about is sibling rivalries. I put a link into the Skype, if you guys can put that in open chat. It's a situation where two sisters got into a fight over some cereal. Yes, over some cereal. And they were young. They were 23 and 19. Fighting at the breakfast table over cereal.
Yo, cereal is some serious business.
Cereal is like the Negro battle call.
Because if you touch my Fruit Loops and marshmallows, we are fighting. I'm sorry. We are fighting.
Now, I'm going back like 20 years.
panel to the panel. What cereal is worth fighting your brother or sister over? What cereal would you fight over?
My Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
I'm gonna give you two words: cookie crisp.
Damn, they still make that?
Yes. Yeah.
Damn.
Cookie crisp will get you fucked up. Berries.
Shit, I was gonna say King Vitamin, but I'm beating
really?
King
Crisp. Really?
It's more like Raisin Bran for Finn.
He said King Vitamin.
I'm regular,
mama was on WIC,
regular.
Wasn't she?
I'm regular,
bro.
I'm being a Raisin Bran. Shout out to WIC.
No. Cookie Crisp will get you slapped.
All right. So what's the dumbest thing you ever fought your sibling over?
The dumbest thing I ever fought my sibling over. Okay, I'm gonna come. Y'all come back to me because I gotta think. Cause I fought my.
Think on now.
Yeah. What's the dumbest thing that you ever fought your sibling over?
I don't know.
Okay.
I used to get a lot of fights from my older sister, but I can't exactly pinpoint any of them. It more than likely was her mouth.
Me and my cousin. Was raised like a brother. We used to fight over it. We took turns to watch shows, and we fought over the remote like probably once a week. We fight over the remote. I mean, like come to blows over the damn remote.
That's not dumb though.
That's not dumb.
That's worth fighting over control.
Oh, okay, well,
you fight over control.
My brother used to fight over the remote, but then my mom used to tell him, "I don't know why you fighting her. You know she about to be sleeping a hot minute."
Oh, so even then you would go to sleep on people. That's good enough.
That's good enough. Whatever.
For those of y'all don't know, Kimmy likes to fall asleep on talk shows. If you ever hear some snoring, it's a 10 to 1.
Why
10
are you
to
telling
5,
my business?
10, it is
Why are you
Kimmy.
Telling my business?
Kimmy likes to fall asleep on the air.
DJ Why are you Spice? Telling my business?
DJ Spice. She's still there.
She's still thinking.
She don't count because she
What'd
fought over
say?
like crawling across enemy lines.
Spice, what's the dumbest thing you ever fought your sibling over?
I only had one sister and I used to
Food?
Fight her. No. What the fuck? I don't need fighting.
Water.
No. I fought
Why are you acting like she was living in a third world country?
your mama said one of y'all could live, the other one had to die, and you had to fight.
Shut up, you ass. Anyway, I fought because I'm taller, she's shorter, and she used to love, and she's chubbier, and I'm thinner, and she used to love to wear my jeans. And I said, you got the damn jeans up your ass, I want them to throw in the garbage. Because I was like, we got into a fist fight because she would not take off my jeans. And I told my mother, and she said, she was my older sister. I said, yep, but she's big. Bigger than I am, and I'm taller, you know, but she was, we always fought because she always wanted to wear my clothes.
You win.
And did not fit her.
You she fought your sister because she had a big booty. Wow.
No, she didn't have the big booty.
A big butt and a smile.
Because she was wearing my clothes, and they would not fit her, so she would rip them. They're my clothes.
Wow.
Dang.
She was, you know, she was bigger than I was.
Incredible Hulk style.
Yeah, ass busting out the jeans. Ass. That's where you get that from. Yeah, it runs in y'all family. All right.
Whatever. No. We were kids. Hello.
Kids.
She just wanted to have a wedgie. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Doing that for the boys.
That's why we fought. That's
My older brother used to pick at me all the time. I mean, all the time. If something happened, he would blame me. You know, he would do stuff just to make me mad. Like, we would be in the car, and he, you know, we'd be in the back seat, and he'll lean, you know, he'll call me stupid under his breath so nobody else can hear him say it, but I could hear him say it. You know, he'll just be like, stupid, you know. And that used to piss me off, and so... One day we were in the living room and my mother had taken all the curtains down to wash them. And he did something. I don't even know what the hell he did to me. But I was done with it. And he was chasing me around the house and then he flipped over the couch. I took that curtain rod and I smacked him in his nuts so hard.
What?
Damn.
He did not bother me anymore for the rest of that week.
Have nieces and nephews?
I do, actually. I was surprised. Oh. I really was surprised. I didn't think I would have any more nieces and nephews, but I've got two beautiful nieces, so yeah. Apparently, I didn't do enough damage.
Wow.
I would have whooped your ass.
Straight evil, honey. I didn't see a side of you. I didn't even know it was possible.
Don't make me mad. Just saying.
I would have whooped your ass.
Why she sounded like Hope?
I whooped your ass.
Don't make me mad. Just, you know.
You wouldn't like it when I'm angry.
It takes me a long time to get mad, but once I'm mad, that's it. Gloves come off. All right, so weddings. Weddings are typically a festive occasion, but what is the protocol when someone objects to a marriage during the ceremony? So I'm going to give y'all three scenarios. I want to know what y'all would do. The first one, the person who objects is an ex who is still in love with you. It didn't end bad, and you two are still good friends, but he objects to your wedding. What would you do?
Okay, you say he, so that means I'm gay. So that means I'm taking up the ass, and what choices do I have?
Okay. In your case, it's a female.
Oh, okay. Well, didn't say that. Okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So I'm getting married, and a female ex comes in and objects to the wedding, and it didn't end bad. How good was the sex?
It was all right. We'll say it was average sex.
Okay. How big are her titties?
Wow.
Well, I mean, she's your ex, so obviously they were decent.
No, not necessarily, because I dated some beat up bitches that I don't really want to fuck with no more.
Wow.
No, really. I got some beat up bitches that will never see the light of day again, you know, because I was drunk or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
okay, but you're still good friends, so does that...
No. Well, friends. Emphasis on friends. Okay, so let's assume she's a nice, firm D cup, and she objects, and the sex was good, and I'm about to get married. That's hard. I would slide her my number and say, hey, if she don't work out, I'll call.
She has her because y'all are good friends.
Oh, okay. Well, then hold up. Back up then. What I would do is I would meet her at the bachelor party. Oh, it's too late for the bachelor party. Fuck you, like, taking out all my options.
You're standing in front of the preacher, and the preacher just says, does anyone object? And she stands up and says, I object. What do you do?
You know what, though? Okay, put me on the spot. I would say, you know what? I got to fuck with her because that takes some balls for you to do that.
Wow.
And if a chick does that, then she got balls. She got some heart. I might say, you know what? No, hold up, baby. I need some time. The woman at the altar, I need some time, baby. Let me go fuck with her for about 2 weeks and I'll call you. And then I'll take it from there. I'll take it from there.
Sparks, what would you do?
If somebody objected to my marriage right there and there, a woman come in because I'm getting married to this man.
No, a dude for you.
It's a dude for you. It's a dude. Oh, that, a dude it's for your me. Ex. It's your ex. My ex still loves you. But y'all are good friends.
Well, for some good reason, we are ex. So that would mean I will say to the preacher, please continue. Ignore that ass.
Exactly. Okay, that's woman. You know why? Because women want to get married. That's like their life goal, to get married.
No, that's what it is.
Because you have to get married. That's on your check. That's on your bucket list. Your bucket list is to get married. So you're not fucking up for nobody. You're like, look here. I got this nigga already. So you shut the fuck up.
Look, bullshit. If he's an ex, it's for a reason, right?
No, maybe you fucked up.
He fucked up because he's an ex.
She never got
getting married. I'm getting married no matter
maybe
what.
Maybe you fucked up. Maybe he dumped you. He's coming back.
At the wrong
time. He's coming back.
But obviously, there was something positive if he coming back trying to stop the wedding.
Because you was his real love. And even though you fucked up, you was his real love.
That's why he wants to stop the wedding.
Because you have to get married. You have to get married. That's like in your DNA. It's in your DNA.
Ben, Finn, you've been married?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
But it's in our DNA? Mm.
Yes.
Yes? Why? You didn't want to get married?
You want to go real? I got married because I felt like I'm going to do the right thing. She's pregnant. I'm going to marry her.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Whatever.
I mean, you want to know the truth or not? You want the truth or not? I'm going to do the whole
like I said,
and whatever.
Like
and I was
said, the question
fool.
Was, if the man came and he was my ex, it's for a good reason he's an ex. So go
no,
on with the life.
Dumb. You are
Bye-bye.
That's dumb. Okay. I'm
okay,
just saying
let's go ahead with the next scenario.
Next scenario.
You're at the altar. The preacher says, you know, does anybody object? The person that stands up and says that they object, they says that your future life partner, meaning your bride or groom, is a hoe, and they have proof on their cell phone.
Oh. Is it too early for me to answer again?
You can answer.
I'm going to marry her anyway because I need her to be a hoe in the bedroom. So he just got lucky one night. And, you know, hey, bro, she got a pass. I'm going to still marry her. Fuck it. I need a hoe in the bedroom.
Kimmy, what would you do?
Oh, my God.
Well, most men are hoes anyway, so it ain't going to be nothing surprising.
High five, bestie.
Amen.
We got that. We put our foreheads together. We're alive, man. We can't put our foreheads together right now. We got that bestie. Like,
true. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, because I know my bestie a hoe, and he taught me how to find out about these men hoish ways. So
I am not a hoe. I'm a virgin, and that's all there is.
Smoke CeeLo.
Oh my God, am I too close? I don't want to be hit by lightning.
If you have fucked me in this room, put a one on the screen. Well, anyone has ever had sex with me, put a one on the screen. If you ever had sex with me, watch.
They won't put a one on the screen because they don't want to be like, damn, he's sleeping with her too.
Because
and
no
then
one,
they won't, and then they gonna be point. Like, he won't give me nothing no more.
No one in this room has ever had sex with me. I am a
don't
virgin.
Nobody want to admit sleeping with a hoe.
Oh, wow, really? I'm logging off.
What would you do?
Every man likes to cheat. So either way, first of all, if they give you that picture and all this and blah blah blah. What the hell? Just marry the man or marry the woman. And then you can fix them.
You can fix them? You can't fix a hoe. A hoe is a hoe. You can't fix that.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. No,
you can't.
Have you ever listened to Too Short? Mm-hmm. Obviously not. I believe it was Too Short a Kiss that said you cannot turn a hoe into a wife a kiss. And you can't do that.
That's true.
Says who?
Too Short.
Too Short a Kiss.
Too Short a Kiss. Don't listen.
He was an ancient scholar. Too Short a Kiss.
Ancient scholar.
Too Short a Kiss said you cannot turn a hoe into a wife.
So, okay, wait. So you're going to tell me that a drug addiction cannot be reversed?
That's different.
What?
That's wait, right. I'm just saying.
If
drugs does not make you a hoe.
Yes, you can fix.
Look,
yes,
I love sex, but I never put a needle on my fucking arm. What the fuck are you talking about? That's some. See, this is why I can't talk. There's a English breakdown when I talk to you.
Okay, let's move on to the last scenario. Let's move on to the last scenario.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, your mother objects, and she puts a root on the marriage if you go through with it. What would you do?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely marrying her because my mother don't like anybody my mother likes, I can't fuck with. That's like a rule. If she don't like them, then there's some good shit there. So
well,
I'm gonna go with it.
Even if your mama put roots on a marriage,
let me tell you something about my mother. My mother don't like nobody until I break up with them. Once I break up with them, then they her best friend. But while I'm with them, that bitch, I can't stand that bitch. She don't even speak right. But as soon as I break up with her, oh, she's so nice. Oh, she come by. So, yeah. So, my mother, I love you, mama. I love you at home listening somewhere. But if my mama like you, I can't fuck with you. So, oh, my mama's in the building. Oops, shit, I forgot she was here. Oops. But as a hint, girls, if you get along with my SL, mama, I can't fuck with you.
Lorraine says, my opinion is you need to know who you're getting know. I mean, you need to know to get. Ah, what? You're moving too much. Stop typing.
You can't read English.
Shut the hell up. It says you need.
You said my penis.
Who you're getting committed to? If you did take the time to get to know the and you hit it fast, then it does only show their mentality by yours. Huh? The answer to that is how well you know your spouse. Okay, I agree.
She obviously speaks English either because I don't know what the fuck she's saying.
Well, read it, goddammit.
But you understand her, so that means that she don't speak English because you don't speak English.
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you? You know, now you're being racist, Infinite.
I'm always racist. I'm always racist.
That is nothing new.
Hello? You hear me talk about gooks this morning? Shout out to the gooks. Oh, no, wait. Hold up. Cinco de Mayo for the spicks. Shout out to you spicks today for Cinco de Mayo. Wow. That's what's up.
Okay, I'm not moving on here on Wet Radio Talk Show. And for those of you who just joined us, we're talking about violence and different
things. You're getting a lot of violence on the show.
Turn you violent. So my next question is this. If you won the lottery, now I'm not talking about, you know, winning big Powerballs or nothing like that. But if you won the lottery, would you tell your family?
If you won the lottery,
I will only tell certain members of my family. Because I'm going to take them with me when we go to a deserted island. Because,
So would that be your mother? I'm guessing, Kimmy, your mother for sure, right? Your mother?
Yeah.
Who else?
My mother, two of my brothers, and a sister.
In case y'all don't know, Kimmy's mother is the little woman in the shoe. She got like 14 brothers and sisters, so.
Really? You talking about my mama? I would tell you you said that.
Your mama love me. Your mama
I
love
would tell
me.
You said that.
See, the little mama in the shoe has so many kids to do, so it's a bunch of
really?
Y'all.
Really? So you just going to talk about
honey, what was the question about the lottery?
If you won the lottery, and when I'm not talking about a big Powerball amount or nothing like
I'm
that.
I'm teasing,
you know, if you
won Candy,
a couple
I'm
thousand dollars, would you tell your family?
Yes.
Why?
Because I will help everyone when they say.
You're going to be broken in 5 months.
Yeah.
It don't matter. I've done it before, so it's good.
It don't matter. Oh,
no,
Lord Jesus.
If
help
my
me.
Mother needs it or my sister needs it, of course I'm going to help them out. What do you think? I'm just going to pack it up and go into the Bahamas by myself?
Would you buy your sister some new clothes since all she wants is yours?
Absolutely.
That's a good answer.
I will buy her new clothes, and if I have enough money and if she needs a car, I'll buy her a car. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody needs a new car. Come on now.
Me personally, I would not tell anyone, not one person.
Of course not you.
No, I'm being honest. What I would do is I would help certain people out. I got a sister I would help out. Neither one of my brothers, fuck them. My mom, I would help out. A cousin, I would help. I would just kind of like politely, like, oh, by the way, man, you know, here's a couple dollars if you need something, you know, whatever. I wouldn't tell them. No, because I don't know if you ever watched some stories where there was a story a couple months ago I read where a chick won like, it was on like 14 or 15 million, and she's fucking living in a co-op right now, working day to day, living check to check. She got two cars left of the seven she bought. She got two left. One, of course, an Escalade. She got an Escalade that's broke down, and then whatever car. And she's living check to check because she helped everybody out. No, that's fucking crazy. Family will bleed you dry faster than the IRS. No. I won't tell anybody. Fuck that.
Well, you know, you save some money and you give out. I mean, it's not like you're going to give it out all of it. You just help them out whenever you can.
But the
I'm
thing
not
is,
saying give it at all.
But that's the hard
some
part,
of the savings.
Though.
Yeah, because when you start, and the thing is too, is when you, I don't
yeah,
know,
it's
you got, when you got $100 in your hand, $5 don't seem like a lot. It really don't. $5. Can we agree to that? $5 is not a lot when you got $100 in your hand. But when you giving everybody $5, you got 10, 15 people giving $5, that shit adds up. And that's how it happens. And before you know it, you fucking broke. And you're like, well, damn, you know, I did this and that. No, fuck that. You don't tell nobody nothing. You take care of yourself first. Take care of your kids. The only person you owe anything to is your kids. And then you decide from that, you portions of something you give somebody else.
At that point, I said, thank you, Mama. Thank you, Daddy, because you only have us two.
Oh, well, there you go.
I had no more sister, no more brothers, only one sister.
How big are your sister's titties? How big are her titties?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we can keep on moving zero. On. You don't have to answer that one.
Why not?
I say zero. Mm-hmm.
We got another Blackwater Hispanic question for you guys.
Yay! Can we add Asians?
Okay, we can add Asians to it.
All right, cool.
All right. This one is interesting, too. A father gets caught creeping with his son's girlfriend. Not only was he creeping, but he was actually living with the girlfriend. So the mother and the son, or wife or whatever, decide, along with all the other siblings, all of the other children, they decide that they're going to protect their mom and the son who got crept on or whatever, and they're going to beat Daddy to death.
Wow.
And so they invited Daddy over to Mama's house, and all the children sat around and beat him until he was no longer with us. So, wow. Black, white, Hispanic, or Asian. Think about that. We're going to take a quick break. And
I say white.
We will return. Okay, so welcome back.
Before we officially go back, can I point out something that somebody said in the crowd and then add to it?
Absolutely.
This shout out to Diamante in the crowd, giving out knowledge to each and all. Diamante said, and I quote, "Doesn't matter what race, bad intentions and evil deeds crosses all colors and creed. If you hit them, they will bleed, especially Johnny Appleseed. Like the forest to the trees, he'll teach you the birds and the bees and all the things to know and need and the power between your knees." Thank you, thank you.
Okay, Jesse Jackson.
Lord.
If it does not fit, he innocent.
Wait,
that was Johnny Cochran.
And he said, "You must quit."
My bad.
I want to give a shout out to my sister Dia, though. She is smart. That Johnny Appleseed crap, though, that was all smoke right there.
Shout out to Dia. I see you, Dia. What's going on?
All right. So we left y'all off with this black, white, Hispanic, or Asian. With the man who was cheating on his wife with his son's girlfriend. He had actually moved in with the woman, and his family, his kids decide that they wanted to get together and beat Daddy to death. And that's exactly what they did. They got together.
I missed that part.
At Mom's house, and they killed him.
I missed that part. You said he moved in with the son's daughter?
Yes.
The son's girlfriend.
The son's girlfriend. Negro.
And yeah, that's black. That's black.
No, Negroes will move in. Negroes will move in with anybody. I'm sorry. Come on now, let's be honest. Some of y'all know a Negro lives with, like, the dude from the store.
You know? I would say he's white.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's white, too. You know why? Because I can hear in the background, "We're all jacked up on Mountain Dew." And that's what I think about when I hear this story.
This
happened in Kentucky somewhere. Watch.
Okay, I'm saying Negro.
All right. The answer is white. He was white. Woo-hoo. I'm pasting the link. It's actually happened in Omaha,
Nebraska. Oh, Omaha. Oh, what ain't
close.
Ain't no black people in
Omaha.
If
you go to the link and look at the picture, you'll. Smoke was actually somewhat sort of right, because they do look like they might have been hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Hey, everybody!
He had
black.
Hi.
Black.
Hey, Lillian.
I just want to say hi. Go ahead and continue.
What's up, Gene?
I thought you was coming to take over.
I can't. Give me a second. I got to play catch up. But go ahead.
I'm playing Mustard, but you're hating. I told you she was hating. She didn't want to be at work, so she wanted to be here. So she did what she could. I'm not mad at you, though. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to talk about children's. That was our segue into raising kids. And is
raping
there...
Raping kids?
Wow. Raising.
How do you segue into raping kids? Like,
I didn't say I did not say raping. I said raising. Raising.
You said raping.
Oh, my God.
You guys here said raping kids.
You got too much crap on your mind, and that's all I'm going to say.
No, that is terrible. It's terrible.
Raising. Go ahead. Raising. Rearing up a child is what is actually written here.
Say rearing then.
Rearing. Okay. So is there ever, ever an excuse for you to lay a hand on your parent? Is there ever a good reason? Well, there's always a reason, but is there ever a good excuse to raise your hand to your parent?
No.
No.
Yes. If your parent's trying to kill you on dope or something like that, then you defend yourself.
No, you sit down. Do you take that?
take that. No, I mean,
did not put your hands on your parents. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, if your parent is trying to kill you, then you defend yourself. That's all there is.
We're not talking about grown. Are we talking about kids?
No, now we're talking about.
Thirty-eight-year-old father trying to kill you, then you whoop his ass if you have to.
Good. No. If you 9 years old and your sick parent trying to molest you, you better get a pen, stab him in the eye or something. Mm-hmm.
Or if this is Game of Thrones and they're trying to take over your land or castle, handle it.
Well, you know what? As a kid, of course not. But if he's going to come over and try to kill you, I'm riding fast.
All she said was, is there ever an occasion to where it's okay? And I'm telling you, yes. Short answer is yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, if the father was beaten nearly to death and then was just hospitalized, would that have been okay in that situation?
What did the father do?
The one that stole his
son's girlfriend?
Son's girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's crazy. No. She was a hoe. He did you a favor.
Did that man deserve to die over that?
No, he did. No, he did you a favor. Listen, ladies, if you fuck with me and my father pull you, then fuck you, bitch. Amen. Fucking whore. He's a bitch.
Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, my God.
That's all I got to say. Because that almost happened to me. Long story, one day when we really want to talk, I'll tell you about something that almost happened. But yeah, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. You fucking whore.
Okay.
Talk to him.
All right, so what if they didn't kill him, though? What if they didn't kill him and all they did was, you know, beat him halfway to death? You know, and he was in a hospital instead.
No, it's still wrong. I don't think you should ever be anyone over taking your quote unquote taking. What's up, Tammy? I didn't see you, Tammy. What's going on, sweetie? What's up to. I don't think that you should ever be anyone over taking your so called mate, because if they take them, then it wasn't yours.
Okay, you know, but in this situation, you got to remember, too, that he left his wife, the children's mama,
I don't care.
For this
it
girl.
Doesn't matter. It does not matter. If she can't be taken, she is not yours. Okay.
So the kids got together and they were not only defending the son who lost the girlfriend, but they're also defending the mother who he left for this girl.
It does not matter.
Okay. What if the father was beaten on the mother?
Yeah. They whoop his ass, but you don't kill him. You whoop his ass and you get your mother to a safe place, but you don't kill her. You don't kill him. Listen to your father. No.
Excuse me. No, I don't think it's right either way. You know, I think it's first of all, like Finny said, it's not yours. So okay, you broke up with a woman and the woman fell in love with the father-in-law or whatever. They move in together, you know what? Go on with your life. a woman, okay, your husband left you. It's like, if I, just because my husband left me, I'm not gonna go and get my kids together. You know what? We're gonna invite your daddy over here, and I want y'all to kill him. Fuck no. Goodbye. You know. So these are people are sick. I think they're sick in the mind to do things just because of that. No matter what, you know what I mean? They're not supposed to take their law in their hands that way either. Just for that, I mean, that's different. I don't think that's right.
Okay.
There's very few circumstances where premeditated murder is okay. Right. There's very few, you know, and I can't, and that's definitely not a situation where it's okay to, okay, I'm gonna call you over here and kill you because of this. Mm-hmm. That's silly.
Right. I do agree. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
okay.
You
okay.
Got this, Levine?
Yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
Okay. Well,
how's that current goat?
Oh, you can hear it.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Oh, my bad. I haven't eaten all day. I'm sorry, y'all.
You need tongue.
You sound like curds.
Lucifer said, "Are we seriously looking for a reason to condone murder?" No, you know, it's exactly no.
That's what I said. There are reasons. Let's just keep it real. There are reasons, but the situations you gave were not. There's not a reason. No.
Right. Okay. Well, we have a 14-year-old child who shot his parents while sleeping.
Black.
That's white, but that's wrong.
Listen, that's wrong. He shot his parents while
Negro parents sleep with a gun underneath the pillow, and the first shot went off, the other parent would have woke up and capped the son. And the other dead father shoots the son. That's how it would have been.
We learned that from Harlem Nights with Mr. Right. Quick.
Right, exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
He shot both of his parents while they were sleeping. And the reason behind it was he always wanted to kill them. But the straw that broke the camel's back was because they grounded him and took him away from his video games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they white.
Okay, let me tell you why they're white. It's a different reason. First off, grounding. Grounding. Don't know black parents ground. Fuck that bullshit. But the other thing is this. I'm going to get deep for y'all. Okay. I'm laying in the bed with my wife. My son comes upstairs and shoots my wife. I'm breaking wide. Okay. He's not going to kill me because I'm out. Okay, a white person going to sit there and beg the son, why are you doing this? Can we talk about it? And, you know, what's on your mind? Let's sit down and have a beer, and then he gets shot. That's what happened. Because there's no way you got time to shoot two people. Because I don't care how asleep you are, once that first person is shot, a Negro's response is breaking wide. Okay, I work in law enforcement. When I hear anything that sounds like a gunshot, I'm on the ground while I'm rolling. Okay,
on the ground, running.
I'm trained to do this, okay? So I'm laying in the bed and I hear a gunshot. I'm out the window before I even pull my gun to know what's up. You know, I might fuck around and not be able to kill him back because I'm already down the street. So that's why it's bullshit.
So long story short, black people run, white people investigate. All right.
Exactly.
You just left your spouse and you was just out.
She shot. Okay, I'm going to get help.
Questions later.
I'm going to get help, man. Maybe she's going to live. So I'm not going to stay there and take a shot. Whether or not we both shot. Who going to get help if we both shot?
Well, at least call 911 along the way. Get the ambulance to her.
I can call 911 from down the corner. Okay? I can call 911 from down the block. Shit,
there's an app for that.
I can't call 911 if I'm laying in the bed next to her shot.
Jesus. I mean, he said there's an app for that.
Oh, my God.
Wait, it gets better. He was too indulgent in playing video games. He would play them, like, 24-7. And now, what the extra straw on that camel's back, the voice in his head telling him to kill his parents was louder than the one that was telling him not to kill him.
Wow. I think he was playing himself.
Only white people get voice in the head. No offense to you Caucasianoids out there. Only white people get voices in the head, okay?
That's true.
So that's a white person thing. A voice told me to do this.
All right.
No, motherfucker. That's rock music, okay? Reverberates through the fucking walls.
Listening to all that reverse music.
Exactly.
Reverse messages in the music / Illuminati shit.
Okay. Two Chainz ain't told nobody to kill nobody, okay?
Right.
Not one fucking time.
He just told you to get a big booty hoe.
All he said was Papa Molly. That was it.
Papa Molly and get you a big booty broad. You ain't dying from that.
And you know, his favorite game was Halo 3, so he couldn't take being separated from Halo 3.
That's a white dude.
Yeah, it is. Now,
we know that. We knew that already. That was an easy one.
Now, I said that to say this. Should parents be afraid of their kids now?
Yes.
White parents, yes. White people be very afraid.
I think every parent.
White people be very afraid. Your kids are plotting. Your kids are doing Columbine. They're doing all types of Arizona State shootings. That's your
common races and shit.
Exactly. Negro parents. Wonderful. Negro parents just grow up. Stop having grandkids at 28, and then you'll be all right. Your grandparent at 28, then you might need to be afraid. But your 9 times out of 10, your grandson won't kill you, but he will rob you. He will rob you. Okay. You get your income tax money and you leave it on your dresser, it's a wrap. That motherfucker's gonna smoke that shit up.
Yeah, like Gator from Do the Right Thing.
Exactly.
Wait. Wrong movie. My bad. Shit. One of them Spike Lee movies, you know they always have a crack.
Jungle Fever,
yeah. Mom, my God, just dance.
Right, exactly.
Do that dance for me, Gator.
Okay, well, Finn, you kind of answered this question, but do situations like this vary depending on ethnicity and or the race?
Yes. Because we all know black parents, white parents, Asian parents. Asian parents send their kids to the Matrix. They make them go study. They become better computer programmers. So Asian parents, you got that shit down pat. You doing okay? Black parents tend to whoop their kids' asses, and you got a 50-50 shot, okay? They might resent you and try to whoop your ass later on, or they might learn the right thing. White parents, stop doing timeout. Timeout don't work. Timeout means I'm going to sit here and think of ways to kill your ass when you go to sleep, okay? So, you know, yeah. The ethnicity varies. It matters.
What do Indians do?
Indians?
Yeah, like...
Are we talking about dothead Indians or... Oh, wow.
We're not talking about Washington Redskins. We're talking about customer support.
Oh, we're talking about those Indians?
We're talking about Sprint customer support.
I am very happy to serve you, Indians. They probably put extra spicy shit in your curry and give you the shits. I really don't know. I'm not sure. I have no answer.
Really?
Right. We don't know. It's a mystery. Can somebody Google that, please?
Wow. Should we blame video games or should we blame the parenting?
I'll go answer last because this pisses me off so bad. This really pisses me off. So I'm like, all y'all go because I'm pissed off. This subject makes me want to rant. We got 33 minutes left. I can talk for 32 of them. So I'm going to talk first.
You know?
I personally
think it's a parents.
Me too.
Me three. Because the parents control the video games, which is abusing the children.
I think it's both, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting with the parents, but these video games, parents are allowing their children to play them.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I bet every parent on panel, child has some type of video game. Am I right? Yes or no?
You right.
I'm not answered. I'm waiting because I got some shit for y'all. I got some shit for y'all. I'm going to wait. Y'all go ahead. Just tell me when it's okay to talk. Tell me when it's okay to talk.
And I figure every parent whose child has a video game has a violent video game.
Grant that photo. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Okay. And I figure that every parent who has their child with a video game, who has a violent video game, I have a feeling they don't sit down and talk with them referencing their comprehension of warfare and love.
Totally unsupervised. Okay, keep going.
I'm dancing in my seat right now, waiting to talk. I wish I could see me. We should start doing like video conference. I'm dancing. I'm just waiting to talk. But go ahead.
I don't want to see you.
Y'all finish.
Go ahead. If anybody
else
can add anything to it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm chilling. Go ahead.
You know, my children sit there playing Grand Theft Auto with headphones on, staring at the game, listening to Lil Wayne. And they sitting there with their eyes red, shaking, staring at the screen, waiting to get a gun to shoot up the neighborhood. I'm just letting y'all know. So I'll be on the news next. Hello?
Okay. Can I talk now? It's my turn?
See, if you would have incorporated timeouts instead of giving them video games, you wouldn't have that problem.
Timeout is when the computer needs to be restarted.
Okay. Can I talk now? My turn. The problem is the parents and the parents only, because these parents are not being role models. They're not instilling fear in their kids. Let me tell you something. I grew up playing skeet, and I never once decided I'm going to pick up a tennis racket and
skeet,
go
beat skeet, shit. Skeet.
I never once thought I'm going to play tennis with this motherfucking game. I played Space Invaders with my mother, Space Invaders. I never thought I'm going to go get in a spaceship and go shoot some aliens down. Somebody, so that's bullshit. That is bullshit. That's these fucking parents. These parents are not doing what they're supposed to do. And they're letting the TV and the videos and the rappers and the sports and raise their damn kids instead of them doing what they're doing. And that is the issue. It has nothing to do with what they watch. Because I'm telling you right now, if you tell your child what they're supposed to do and what's right and what's wrong, they can go watch a fucking porno and not go on the side, hey, I gotta fuck somebody. That's not the right thing to do. I'm not endorsing porno for young people. Exactly. I'm just saying that if you teach your child the right thing to do, then their outside influence shouldn't matter. The key word is outside influences. Be that inside influence.
So since you got so much to say, how much time do you spend with your kids compared to how much time they spend with the TV, with their cell phone, with the radio, and with the computer?
Okay. Now, right now, since we're getting personal, I think you tried to come for me. My daughter is in college. So she's grown. My daughter will be 19 next month. Okay. Right. So let's just throw her out to work. My two boys live with their mother, who is a very, despite my issues with her, which we could do a 2-hour show on my issues with her mother.
Oh, Lord.
She's a very good mother, and she does her best with them. When they're here with me, I do the same thing. When y'all don't see me, it's because they're in town and I'm doing what I need to do with my son. So I focus on them, and I think I've done that before. I told her, hey, I'm out of town, I'm out, my boys are here, whatever. Mm-hmm. So but like I said, I think it's up to the parents. It's up to the parents. And yeah, I do put in time with my kids, and I'm not saying I put in 9 million hours a day. I'm quick to tell them, hey man, go turn the fucking PlayStation on. But the point I'm trying to make is that the things I've instilled in them before that, tell them, hey, it's not cool to go out here and grab a gun and shoot up 13 million people. You know, because they know that.
It's a hell of a gun.
Yeah.
Shit. Well,
you know what I'm saying? Rambo. But I'm saying. And my boys play Call of Duty. Like real talk, I open my two sons against anybody with Call of Duty because they make me pissed off. I watch them make motherfuckers mad. You know, they get called nigger all the time because they play Call of Duty. And you know you're playing a little kid on Call of Duty when they call you a nigger. My boys play Call of Duty, and the first thing I hear is, you fucking nigger, you porch monkey bastard. You know,
hold up.
Stop you. That's what my boys hear.
They got black avatars in Call of Duty?
No, but my boys are so scandalous, they just get called nigger. I think it's an association. If you're good at Call of Duty, you're Afro-American, I think.
Do they have names like Pookie and
No, my son's Ron. Name, I'm going to tell you, my son's name is 313 Detroit something.
Well, yeah.
My older son.
Well, here you go.
Black guy.
Okay. And my youngest son, what's his name? My youngest son. Yeah, my youngest son's name is like Snipers 2000 or some shit like that. So I don't know. But I'm telling you, they scan us. I put them against anybody. Endorsement real quick. You want to play Call of Duty and my son will whoop your ass. I guarantee you.
Shout out to all the Call of Duty players, the World of Warcraft folks.
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you, or should you raise your child not to be violent? How do you raise a child not to be violent, and should you raise your child not to be violent?
Well, raise my child to be a punk.
Shit. I don't want to hold the show, so I'm gonna wait.
Just keep them. Just keep. Put them in timeout. You know, tell them. You know, you don't touch that, and don't discipline them, and you know, basically raise your child like Will Smith, because he don't even whip in his children.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit right there. When I raised my kids, all three of them. I only have three. To defend yourself. You don't start shit, but you finish it. And that's to me, that's the best thing you can teach a child, to finish it.
But why not just walk away?
No, fuck that. Because you can walk away and get your ass whooped. You know, I live in Detroit, sweetheart. You walk away, you might not get home. Okay,
he might rape you from the back.
Somebody starts it, you whoop their ass, and then dad will take care of the rest. You know what I'm saying? They started, you finish it, and dad got your back. That's where I was raised, and that's where I raised my kids. I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying that's what's right for me.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break, but I'm going to post the link in chat. And while I post that link, we're going to play another game. And what? This one involves, that's right, hi.
What's up?
This one involves the panel members. Okay. You're going to be able to guess.
We cannot include Bean on this one. I mean, Bean, we can't include Infinite on this one. He is not.
Right. He can't, because he already gave up the ghost.
What?
Yeah.
Which panel members who are here currently? Which panel members has had a parent and or parents embarrass them with a public beating?
Oh, okay. All right. I was almost offended until you said that. I was like about to log off and delete all y'all and mute y'all and cut your cards. But okay. I can take that one.
Okay. Which whoever names the most correct panel members will win 50 lindens per panel member name.
What are the panel members?
Okay, I'm Veen.
Hi, Veen.
They don't know that. They don't know. You got to tell them Levine, Julie, Julie S. Is that Julie?
Levine, Julie S.
Right.
You got Infinite Goodnight. You have Smoke CeeLo.
Hello.
You have Kamisha Renegade. You have Dior.
Dior not here.
She not here?
That's Kimmy. No. I said the same thing.
Kimmy, right. They sound,
Kimmy sounds like Dior.
That's her older sister.
I'm telling you, real talk. Kimmy and Dior sound like, but go ahead, that's Kimmy.
Oh, dang. My bad.
We got Doe, who's AFK with a damn towel on. Told him to take that damn picture down.
I like that picture.
No, I don't. You would. Shout out to Star Child. What's up, homie?
And you have Dorala.
And I'm giving you a freebie. Infinite Goodnight is already one free answer. Everybody names Infinite Goodnight gets one free point. So that's one free point for everybody.
And y'all make sure y'all watch that video.
I'm gonna be all upset when she talks to somebody else. Like right now, she talks to dudes. I'm like, oh yeah, fuck him, yeah, kick with him. I'll be like, don't talk to him. He ain't shit, Kimmy.
So after the trip, if she not posting nothing on Facebook, we'll know what happened.
Yep. I'm being real with y'all. I keep it to y'all. I kick it real. If I come back from the trip and I'm all shitty, and Kimmy's like doing her thing, then you know, first of all, you know, the sex on my end was whack because she's doing her thing. You know that.
I don't know if one of y'all leave the station. Then I'll know it's like really.
When do y'all quit, then I know it's real.
Right. I'm real busy in real life, you know, smoking. enjoyed my time, but I think it's best. Whatever. That's you know what happened, nigga.
That's a lot. Basically, I can't really DJ, and I'm still DJing 4 nights a week. I had time to you would say shit. And hold up. Shots fired. I'm joining GDP. Shots fired.
Okay, wow on that one.
I'm an asshole.
Go to the panel. Welcome to the panel, Fallen.
Hey, after that one. All right, mic is back down. Huh? No. Wait, I'm not here. I don't know what you're talking about.
She's not here. We're not live.
Hey, what's going on, Fallen? Hey, Fallen hosted for me last night. That's my homie. It's my chick. Because last night I had no host. And hey, she
are we live, Smoke?
Huh?
Smoke?
Hello?
Don't hello me. Back
to straight talk, real condom.
Wow.
If we are live, I need y'all to type a one in logo right now because we are under the assumption that we are not live. What's up,
Simplicity?
I see you. What's up, Tierra?
No, there's a delay. I can't deal with smoke.
If you hear us right now in local, I need you to type that one on the screen just so we know and we can stop talking personal penis stories. in smoke, I had just measured my penis and I was about to tell y'all how big it was and then y'all are here.
Wow.
See, they can hear us.
Okay,
see?
They can hear us. Look at that. I can't tell how big my penis is. But what's up, the Fallen? Thank you, Fallen, for joining the panel. What's going on?
Oh my goodness, I am done. Smoke, you an asshole.
I didn't tell y'all we was coming back in.
I was like, wait a minute.
I typed it. I was typing it, but I typed it in the wrong window. My bad.
Smoke is notorious for that. Smoke this type of you will be talking some shit like, yeah, hey Smoke, I gotta tell you about the time I got burnt with crabs and then you don't know it, you're on the air. That's what Smoke.
Oh my goodness.
Smoke is all about the ratings. Don't confess to Smoke with like 3 minutes left in the stream, because he will get you. Okay. You gotta time that shit.
It's okay.
Oh, I got some meat stuck in my throat on that one.
Whoa.
What?
Hello?
No, not.
You sure about that?
Oh my goodness. Welcome back.
We're about to see Smoke log off. And then in about an hour and a half, we're going to see Veen log off. We're going to hear. This is what we're going to hear. Who the fuck is in this motherfucker? Then we gonna log off. You hear me go, mic down.
You got down your throat.
Right.
I can't deal with y'all.
What you mean it got stuck? What?
You gonna hear this? That's what you gonna hear. I gotta call y'all back, Zving. I gotta call y'all back. I gotta go.
I'll be right back, y'all. I'll be right back. This goat is tough.
All right, go ahead.
So what were we talking about before? Dinosaurs or something? What were we talking about?
No, we were talking about getting beat by your parents. Right, and yes, and we only had one person actually answer in local. So for every person they got right, they will win 50 lindens. Okay. So that was a cumulus.
It took me a while to pronounce that right. It's a cumulus.
A cumulus. There we go.
It took me a while to pronounce that right too.
Cumulus.
A cumulus.
Shout out
to my ex co-host, a cumulus.
Shout out to my ex neighbor, a cumulus.
Shout out to a cumulus for a cumulus.
Look, I've heard y'all.
All right. A cumulus said her names were Honey. So, Honey, have you ever been beaten in an embarrassing place by your parents?
Nope.
Yes or no? I said no. Oh.
Timmy, have you ever been beat in an embarrassing place by your parents?
No.
Oh. Kimminess, you're not so Kimminess right now, are you?
Lightning.
Levine, have you ever been beat in an embarrassing place by your
parents?
Yes.
You know what that means?
It was actually in a fish market in Liberty City.
Smoke beat your ass. That's true. Smoke beat your ass.
It was with a snapper.
Yeah,
Smoke beat your ass over that snapper.
Because I had pushed over the barrel with the crabs in it. The live crabs.
See, your ass was bad.
No, I didn't do it on purpose.
I just your ass did it on purpose. You just wanted to see what was going to happen. Your ass is bad.
She got beat in public a lot.
See, I didn't get beat in public because my mom made sure before we left the house, she beat us to let us know that this is a pre-beating for anything that you might think about doing when we outside.
What?
And if you do something outside, know that when you get back home, you're going to get another one.
Wait, hold on. You said y'all got a pre-beating? Your mama beat you in advance?
That's proud of you.
Like a pep rally beating.
When we go in this store, don't your ass ask for nothing. You just finished eating, so you're not hungry. You got toys in your room, so you don't need no toys.
I just bought
you some clothes last week, so you don't need no clothes. Don't ask for nothing. Don't say nothing. If somebody say hi to you, you look at me. I will tell you to say hello. Don't talk to strangers.
If you were born anywhere between 1970 and 1980, you have probably been child abused. I'm just saying. there's a good chance you have been abused as a child, physically. Probably verbally, too, but definitely physically.
You knew. When they gave you that pep talk before you went out, don't ask for nothing. Don't look at nothing. Don't touch nothing. You stand right here next to me. And if you walk like too far away, they looked at you. Get your ass over here now.
Yeah, between they know.
Get your ass now. Hey, how you? You know, and then they talk to a grown up. Like, hey, how you doing, girl? Like then she was.
My mama did the TV shit, and I thought it was like some story, some shit that would never happen. Where I was on a Sears, downtown Detroit. And she started beating my ass, and the cashier tried to come to my rescue. And that didn't go too well for the cashier. It did not go too well for the cashier.
I bet.
You're the cashier, bitch, I will beat your ass, too, and then you both can go home. The cashier sat down, and my mom finished with my ass, and then I went home.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know if everybody looked at the video. But it was a very popular story that was going around about a Texas judge that beat his daughter on in her room with a belt. And according to the description of the actual video, the girl had a slight case of cerebral palsy. And she was being punished for using the internet to download music and games illegally.
Oh my!
Yeah, okay, that's out of line. It's out of line.
I need my ass whipped.
Everybody in the panel, line up! Line up!
Pretty much, a Cumulus is going to whip us.
But she had a mental disorder, cerebral palsy. That's I can't tell you all the symptoms of that, but that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she was taping him without his knowledge. Mm. And according to her, she was taping him because she wanted him to see what he looked like so he can get help. But according to him, she did that because he also threatened to take away her Mercedes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Let's keep. Okay.
Why not?
drive Okay, hold on. I don't drive a Mercedes. But if I drive a Mercedes and you tell me I can't spit in the wind, I'm not going to spit in the wind. Okay? So that's... Hey, you can't... Hey, Finn, you can't fart in the house or I'm taking a Mercedes. Okay, no problem, Pops. I get up every morning and fart outside. That's crazy. That's crazy.
So, yes, and according to the father, he said it wasn't as bad as what it looked like.
See, Ecumenist, I didn't know that. That's why I love Ecumenist. She said it's not impact cognitive thinking ability, only a muscle. Hold on, let me repeat. Only a muscle disorder. So that means that basically the girl was like, fuck you, I'm doing what I want to do. All right? In which case, then, not that he should have beat her ass, but she should have had more sense. We'll put it that way. She should have had more sense.
Okay, do you think the crime fits the punishment?
He beat her ass?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's wrong with today's society. Ass whoopers are not allowed no more. And because I have gotten beat, you know. I mean, I got beat with a belt. I got beat with a switch. I got beat with a fist. I've got beat with an ivory soap bottle. Remind me to get the ivory soap bottle. I got my ass with an ivory soap bottle. A shoe. Definitely a shoe. I don't think no black person hasn't gotten whipped with a shoe before.
An orthopedic shoe. The kind they wear in nursing homes.
A flip-flop. Dude, I don't know if flip-flops are kind of shoes, but definitely a flip-flop. I got to ask you with a flip-flop before. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah. He could have whipped her ass with a belt. If he told her not to do it, she did it, then whoop her ass.
Hmm. Okay, should he have known better as a judge not to discipline his child like that?
No. He said he should have been more. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, parent first, judge second.
Okay.
I mean, how does that make him look?
He's a judge
and his daughter is downloading stuff illegally.
Well, in his courtroom, he was actually proceeding over cases where parents were beating their children.
You know what? let me comment on that judge and her daughter downloading stuff illegally. I could be the CEO for A&R Records, and if my daughter can download shit for free, I'm like, look, just don't tell me about it, okay? Fuck that, you know that. You save me money, so I don't think. It's so fuck what y'all talking about. He's saving her money.
That's because your ass is cheap.
Yes, I'm frugal. Frugal is the right word.
No, so yes, you're cheap.
If I work for A&R Records, my daughter can illegally download whatever she want to work. Just don't tell me about it. I'm acting like I don't know. Tell me you get a lie to me.
Well, we're actually coming to the end of the show. And no. I just... Listen, shut up. Listen. I wanted to share something that I saw. I shared it on Facebook, but I wanted to share it with my panel members.
Is it when you went at that girl on Housewives or whatever? That was funny, by the way. That was funny.
Oh, that was Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and that was Rashida.
And real quick, the daughter y'all tried to clown, my daughter was here, and she was watching some TV, and I said, I don't watch that. She watched it, and while she was watching it, I checked my Facebook, and I saw that shit. I showed it to her, and she was dying. She ain't got that, what's the name, Rashida or some shit? I don't know, one of them chicks.
Yeah,
one
Rashida.
Ving got, if y'all haven't checked it out, Ving got one of these chicks and it was funny as hell.
Wait, what? Ving got in it with Rashida?
Rashida was like, are y'all ready to, are y'all ready for Love and Hip Hop later? We about to, you know, it's about to pop off. It's about to be crunk. And Ving put on her
page. Her and Tracy still going to be at the club. And it's going to be popping.
And Bean said, I hope it's more crowded than your album release party.
That wasn't the bad part. That wasn't the smoke. That wasn't the bad. The bad part was, so Rashida made a stat saying, yeah, I like how y'all haters like my page just to talk shit. And Bean commented again, like, don't worry about your haters. We're about 200 people at your album release party. And I was done.
Said, She said, "Don't worry about the haters. Worry about the 100 people that's gonna buy your album, girl."
Right. Oh man,
it was like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Oh. I can't do nothing.
My daughter died laughing watching that. She was watching the reunion on demand. She started cracking up.
Oh, Jesus! Oh my goodness!
He's an asshole. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I just want to let y'all know we're going to end this on something positive. I want to congratulate Antoine Dodson on denouncing his homosexuality and becoming a Hebrew Israelite.
He said the guy that said hide your kids, hide your wives, hide your husbands. He said he's not gay no more.
He said he's not. He
said
he's
no longer. Can you renounce fat? I don't. Once you have had a penis in your ass, you are gay for life.
You can't take that back.
Yeah, you gay for life. You just not practicing.
There is no reset button.
I'm gay, but I'm not practicing. That's
Antoine
what you're
said he wants to have a wife and kids.
This ain't heaven. You ain't born again. You can't change that.
He is gay, but not practicing. That's what you tell him. Yes, I have at some point in time had a dick up in my ass, but I'm not doing that right now. And that's what you tell your chick.
So now he straight friendly? How does that work?
He say he's straight and he want to have a wife with kids because he's a Hebrew Israelite and they homosexuality is not, you know, accepted in that religion. So he is not gay anymore.
What?
Okay. So I want to congratulate him.
Why you even brought that up, man? You can't take that back. I'm sorry. Just like, you know, I like referencing movies. Just like in the movie Life, when your boy found out he was free and he was a homosexual in jail, but he didn't want to go back to his mama. You can't go back. You can't take it back. So he killed himself because he knew he couldn't. You can't reverse gayness unless I don't.
He said that's a part of his.
There's no such thing as reverse gayness.
He renounced it.
You can't renounce gayness.
Or denounce. Is it renounce or denounce?
Denounce.
No. I'm sorry. I know you faggot listeners.
Oh my god. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate you.
No, what else gonna say? You homosexual butt private listeners, you cannot fuck somebody in the ass.
Oh my god.
Everyone say I'm not gay. That's like murdering somebody and say, "Hey, I'm not a murderer." You've done it. You are a murderer.
You can't take back.
You're not murdering right at the moment, but you are a murderer. So if you have taken penis up the ass or issued penis up the ass to a male, and you are a male, well, obviously, if you're issuing penis up the ass, you are a faggot for life.
You cannot create a new account. It's forever. Right,
exactly.
He creating an alt. Leave him alone.
You can't create an alt in real life.
If you have ever hopped on that pink ball, you are gay. You're gay. I don't care if you want a picture shoot or whatever. If you hop on that pink ball, you are a faggot, okay?
Okay, you stop that.
No. Wait. Hold up. Wait a minute. Right. I'm out.
You
knowingly hopped on the Bean. That's why she dying, because I made a mistake and got on a pink ball a couple times. But I'm not kidding.
Okay. Now I will say this. I will say this in defense of Smoke, and I don't know Smoke's situation. Sometimes you be in the middle and you get on the ball first. You try to click and you click on the wrong ball. That's different. That's different, Smoke.
Right. I was trying to be a gentleman.
The balls are close together and you click on one. Oh, shit. Why am I bent over touching my toes? Right. That's different. What I'm talking about is if your girl click on the ball first and she's sitting there pumping and you're like, oh, let me try this pink ball, then you are a fag. okay? Right. Going
up to him. Can you stop using that word? Oh my goodness.
Right. Ping pong?
I'm so mad at you.
Faggots don't have nothing wrong with the word faggot. Faggots like faggot.
Oh, Lord. Obviously.
Oh, my goodness. I'm done with you. No. I'm so done.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend any of you faggots or butt pirates or cock captains or rump rangers.
Oh, my God.
Or rectum ravagers. If you were any of those, I don't mean to offend you.
Rectum okay? ravager.
What the fuck?
You sound like a superhero.
Rectum ravager. I'm here to save the day.
Oh my goodness. I can't.
No, when I got on the pink ball, it was lagging, man. It was lagging. And you don't want, look, the gentleman league thing to do is to jump on the pulls ball first because, you know, when you get on the pulls ball first and you're the first one and you click okay, you start doing that little weird dance where you're wiggling from side to side.
Right.
And you don't want your woman looking weird. So you jump on it first and sometimes it's lagging. You make a mistake, click on the wrong one.
No, sometimes the pulls ball are too close together.
Right.
I get that. All I'm saying, if your wife is on the pulls ball first, and you see a female position or a male position, I'm sorry, and you hop on that pose bar, you are, my friend, a faggot.
Right. Real men don't dutty wine in SL.
No.
They don't dutty wine?
Real they don't men. Drop it. They don't drop it low or twerk.
Right. Or drop it low, too. They if don't
you
do drop that.
It low or twerk, and you are a faggot. Oh. And that's fine. That's fine. I don't want you to understand. There's nothing wrong with being a faggot. That's fine. You know, if you're a faggot, then that's fine. I'm just saying, just own up to being a faggot.
They all coming out. They all coming out. Football, it's cool. Basketball, it's, baseball.
It's cool to be a faggot in 2013. I'm just not cool. I'm not cool.
It's the lick.
Yeah, that is true. It's coming to that point where, you know, y'all know how, like, in 2010, it was cool for females to act like they were bi. Right now, it's cool for dudes to say, hey, I'm a faggot, and I like dick in my ass. I'm just not cool.
Oh,
I'm going to forever be not cool, okay? I'm every one of the not cool kids.
Man.
I can't.
If any dudes cut my card right now, I'm outing you. I'm just letting y'all know.
Right,
if any dudes cut my card in the next 24 minutes, I mean, out.
I'm done.
Or if anybody poked me on Facebook, I'm outing you.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to tell you.
Smoke, you said something like I remember the smoke. You said it's like 2 years ago, and I thought it was poetry. You said poking is not sexual, but you don't see a guy poking another guy.
Hell no.
That's true. I don't poke. No other. I have poked my baby girls, my nieces, and usually I don't even poke them. Usually like responding pokes, but I never poke a dude. Never. Okay. Right.
So now, if they named it Dap or Pound, oh yeah, pound a dude, give him Dap high five.
Exactly.
But it says poke.
It says poke. That's gay. If you have a male name and you normally poke another male a name, then you're a faggot. And there's nothing wrong with being a faggot.
Right. It's the verbiage. It's the verbiage. Poke.
I'm done.
All right, we need to go. We need to go.
Bye.
Okay, got it. Hey, love y'all, man. See us next week.
See y'all next week. Hopefully, we still alive.
About to get banned.